Politics has been nearly consumed by the Affordable Care Act since it was debated in 2009. Rising health insurance deductibles have come up repeatedly in this campaign, as well as a debate about whether Obamacare went far enough. Meanwhile, there's an alternative form of paying for healthcare that's got thousands of adherents, Christian-based nonprofits where members cover each other's major medical costs. Across all 50 states, they're now serving more than 500,000 people. Reverend Howard Russell is president and chief executive officer of Christian Healthcare Ministries, and he joins me now. Reverend Russell, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Todd.
So how exactly does this work?
People join in membership. They pay a monthly membership fee. If they acquire some medical bills, I should say incur medical bills, those medical bills they send to us as soon as they get them. We negotiate to get discounts on them. After we get those discounts, we send the money to the member who then goes and pays those medical bills.
So it's not insurance at all in the business or classical sense. It's people pooling money to pay for other people.
It's not insurance in the legal sense at all because there's no contract. An insurance company has a contract between the member or the client, the provider, and themselves. So that contract transfers the risk away from the individual to the insurance company, and there's no contract with us.
I mean, it's easy to see how this would work if somebody gets appendicitis and everybody else in the collective sends checks to pay for appendicitis. What happens when somebody gets leukemia or gets a form of cancer where the medical bills run to $250,000 or $300,000?
The same thing. That happens to us all the time. We have a lot of members who have those very ailments, and we take care of that the very same way. Doesn't put a strain on us. That's what we do.
And have you ever encountered an illness or a set of costs that you weren't able to meet for the member?
No, we have not.
So you've never encountered an instance where a member needs their medical bills covered and they weren't able to get them covered in full?
Oh, no. If that were the case, we wouldn't work. But we have members who are facing leukemia, bone marrow transplants, liver transplants, cancer, heart attacks. So all of those things happen in real life, and that's exactly what happens in our pool. The folks who are members of our ministry are real people in today's real environment, and they suffer those very same things.
But without that legal reliability, how can a member make financial plans to know that their medical costs will be covered in the future without a contract?
It's very common for people to do something that they promise they'll do without a contract in the legal sense. So that's the contract actually is rather minor in transactions of business in the big picture. But what we do is we do what we say we'll do, and we have a 35-year track record of doing that.
What does a member wind up paying on average to cover the costs of the other members? Of course, I'm trying to compare it with what regular insurance might cost for that family.
Our best level is what we call the gold level, and that would be $150 per month per unit. Mom would be one unit, dad would be a second unit, and all of the children would be a third unit.
But what don't you cover? Everyday health care, preventative medicine, things like that?
We don't share for chiropractic. We don't. It's a good thing to do, but we don't share for it. We don't share for alternative care. We do not share for routine maintenance prescriptions, and we do not care for that minor doctor's visit where it might be just a ear infection for in a prescription for $75.
And the all-important pre-existing condition?
Oh, we provide for pre-existing conditions, sure. It's very few people could come to you that didn't have a condition that was pre-existing in some form. So we certainly do that.
You also don't cover injuries related to things that you might consider reckless or immoral. A sexually transmitted disease, for instance, wouldn't be covered, or if I broke my wrist because I had been out drinking.
Well, if you are abusing alcohol, you've signed our application which says you won't abuse the alcohol. If you have a reckless accident, for instance, you fell off the porch because someone was joshing around with you, of course, that's all provided for. The immoral issues, we don't have those come up very rarely. So it's not something that our members present to us, but that's correct. We sign the application stating that we're living by biblical principles, and that's something our members adhere to voluntarily. They're glad to do that.
An ongoing debate about the Affordable Care Act in this country here is an alternative means of providing health care payment, if not technically coverage. It's Christian Healthcare Ministries. Reverend Howard Russell is the CEO. Reverend, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Bye. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.